Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy.
I'm joined, as hopefully usual from now on, my lovely, brilliant, talented, and extremely patriotic co-host and wife, Tammy. Say hi, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
We have a bunch of stories today to go over, and we want to be able to squeeze them all in. So if we talk fast, it's not because we're trying to sound like Ben Shapiro. It's just because we want to move forward and get them out of the way. And I'm already stopping that by blabbering. Why don't you go straight to the first story?
Okay. Well, it seems that Labor Day weekend was starting off with a bang, at least for those supporting the walk away movement. So I don't know if you've heard us talk about Brandon Straka before, but him and his team were actually chased, if you can believe it, and attacked in Dallas by an angry mob of Black Lives Matter supporters because they were unhappy that they were there. So,
yeah. And it's Brandon Strzok. He's very particular.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So
it's a silent A. I've never heard of a silent A before, but now we have one.
My bad.
Yeah. We're going to play the video here shortly, but why don't you go ahead and read his tweet?
So he says, "This was the most terrifying moment of my life. My team and I went to the police to check on detained security agent. 30 to 40 BLM, or Black Lives Matter, began throwing bottles at us and chasing us. They stole my employee's phone and smashed it. We had to run for 4 to 5 blocks. All Dallas news stations were there."
And I assume that the video that we're about to play, if you're listening on audio, just picture a mob of Black Lives Matter supporters or antagonists or terrorists, whatever you want to call them, going after these walkaway movement folks. Brandon Strzok and his team were just trying to get away, basically, and they were like, you know, screaming and yelling. There's a lot of bleeping of curses. And I believe, I'm not sure about this, but I believe the incident where an employee's phone was smashed is what we get to hear and see at the very end, because it looks pretty creepy. Somebody's coming right after this lady.
Running full speed.
Yeah, running full speed, right, and then all of a sudden you see the phone drop, and it cuts, the feed cuts off. It was pretty scary, actually.
Yeah, so let's just see.
Let's just go ahead and play that.
We're being chased by a mob of people outside the police station, a mob of Black Lives Matter protesters. They've already thrown shit at us. The police are not here. We're trying to get away from them. They're attacking gay people. Attacking women. We're basically running to the end of the street right now because that's where the cops are.
So that was pretty terrifying, huh?
Yeah. It was very terrifying.
I mean, bottles thrown at him.
Now, they did cross a police station, whatever, and there were no police there. So
yeah, they were trying to get to the police.
They were trying to get to the police.
A few blocks away.
Right.
They had to walk and get there, and it was very scary.
So you may ask, what led up to this? So earlier, there was...
it was just a walkaway...
Just a walkaway, yeah.
Rally, basically, where they're talking about, you know, pro-Trump this, pro-Trump that, talking about how the Democratic Party has failed for years. Brandon Strock has been doing this for a while. He's gotten very good at it. His team and the people that are doing it, they gather in various locations, and they just basically explain why they walked away, why they left the Democratic Party. And that doesn't sit very well with Black Lives Matter activists, apparently.
Well, and it doesn't matter exactly what movement is. If it's not theirs, then they don't really want your presence there. They don't believe in free speech unless it's, you know, of course, them wanting to.
Yeah, and that's the important part.
Right, exactly.
Is that they demand to be heard. Mm-hmm. Okay, they will get up in your face to make sure that they're heard. There was reports yesterday out of, I think it was Denver, where Black Lives Matter activists were going around to restaurants and just causing mayhem, just forcing people, okay, mm-hmm. intimidating them. This is terrorism. This is domestic terrorism. By definition, This is domestic terrorism because they are trying to spread terror amongst the people. They're trying to make it to where people don't go out. And if they do go out, they should expect to be confronted by a mob of Black Lives Matter activists who are going to demand that they abide by their ideology. This is not peaceful protesting. I don't care if you listen to watch CNN, MSNBC. They're all lying to you.
Right.
There's nothing peaceful about this.
They're not.
This is intimidation. This isn't American at all. You know, and really, it chaps
bow,
my khakis. Chaps my khakis.
You will bow or
bend the knee.
Bend the knee or face the consequences. Exactly.
Yeah. Every time.
And it's so ridiculous, too, because right before this situation where she was attacked, I mean, before this incident, they were, they have a security guard, or they had a security guard that was helping to protect them, and somebody was violently approaching or
going out. Somebody got up on stage and went where the walkaway rally was happening. They got up on the podium or whatever it was. And started, you know, using their loudspeaker to drown out, you know, the rally. And so the security agent took him down. You could see it on video.
And then he began getting violent towards the security officer,
put his fist in his face.
Put his fist in his face, and he was trying to hold him back. The security guy is really big, so luckily he was able to hold him down. Well, you hear sirens and the police get there, and the security officer is clearly looking towards what would you assume is the police that's coming in because they're talking over a microphone or whatever. Or
loudspeaker.
Loudspeaker. And he's...
Bullhorn,
yeah. And so he's basically, you know, kind of like pointing him, I've got him down. Well, guess what? The security officer or security guard is the one who got arrested.
Yeah. Black Lives Matter bullying doesn't just go to the people that they bully, okay?
Right.
It extends to politicians, that's for sure. We've seen that in Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York, so many places, Minnesota, where politicians are bullied by Black Lives Matter.
Not just politicians.
But it's also the police.
Also the police.
Law enforcement, they don't want to confront them. And this is the type of cultural Marxism, violent cultural Marxism, that has been spreading around the country ever since these whole George Floyd riots started, and then Rayshard Brooks, you know, that was short lived, but it still happened. Mm-hmm. And then you had Jacob Blake, okay, up in Kenosha, mm-hmm. Wisconsin. Those riots are still happening, and now you've got I forgot the gentleman's name. Did you see that one? It was actually pretty sad
with the bag over his head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was really bad.
That was not.
Mm-hmm. He should not have been killed. And that's one of those things where it's like, okay, so I can understand the protests. I don't understand the rioting.
Well,
it still makes no sense.
There's places where they're making arrests. But if you've noticed, and this is just my theory, because this is what I've seen, they're arresting mostly white people the reason is obvious, but most of their arrests that they claim to have made are usually white kids, male or female, and usually a lot younger. Of course, that's usually who's out there making a lot of noise. But anyway, our police are being bullied. Our entire cities, in some cases, are being bullied. Citizens don't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, freedom of speech and all this other junk. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about the country. They don't care about anything other than what really amounts to lawlessness. That's right. What they want. They want to overthrow the system, and they believe that they have enough momentum to do that. That's why you see them not, they're not stopping. And I think one of the reasons for that is because the Democrats have not really come out and actually tried to, you know, calm it.
Well, they can't.
All they've done,
they're held hostage.
All they've done has said, all they've done is to put their support behind the protesters. And, you know, the protesters even know that they're not protesters. They're actually just going out and rioting and looting. And yeah,
domestic terrorists.
They may even say, we don't condone looting. We don't condone rioters. But that's who you see on the streets for the most part.
Well, and they don't condemn them by name. Okay, Joe Biden came out and in his entire speech talking about
that's
no
true.
Violence, no nothing like that. You know, we shouldn't violence on either side. The word Antifa nor the words Black Lives Matter never left his lips because he has to be very careful. If he were to mention, you know, the names of those, the organizations that are perpetrating these anarcho-communist activities,
right,
that are participating in this domestic terrorism. Look, we're big proponents of the First Amendment. Somebody wants to protest, okay, truly, peacefully protest, and not in a highway, and not you know, do it in a way that is constitutional. Absolutely.
Right.
Please do. Okay? Please do. But don't break the law to do it. Don't harm others to do it. Don't burn down buildings. Don't block highways. Don't tear down statues. Don't harm people. Do it in a way that is actually effective. This is effective in a different way. It's effective through intimidation and fear.
This is reverse.
This is not
effectiveness.
Good. Yeah.
This goes the other direction. These are, people are tired. They're tired of it.
I'm tired of it.
I mean, I'm talking about whether or not you're Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. There are so many people in these places that are just sick and tired of it. And they don't want this anymore.
Mad as hell. Not going to take it anymore.
Right. So really, it's the only people that you can really, that need to step up mostly, since you're not really seeing it from leaders and, you know what I mean, politicians, are the leaders. Citizens, yeah, the citizens of the communities who are being affected by this. You have to stand up for your community. And we're not talking about little 17-year-olds coming in with guns. They shouldn't be the ones having to do this, okay, or relied upon or even feel like they have to come in and do something like that, you know, with their guns, and because nobody's protecting businesses or their communities, you have to step up. I mean, it's just the way it is. And it's, unfortunately, people are too afraid to get hurt. And that should tell you something.
It definitely should.
Anyway. Yeah, I think it's sad.
It is.